I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Secondhand Therapy is presented by Pony Bear Studios. For ad-free episodes, head on over to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod.
Hello, my little bear cubs, and welcome back to another episode of Secondhand Therapy. We need to remind you that we are not therapists, comma. We are not experts, comma. This is not a substitute for therapy, dot, dot, dot. And this is not professional advice in any way, period. You're going to hear some fucking ads.
You're going to hear so many ads.
You're going to hear ads. So, you know, if you're going to hear the ads, listen to them. Because that's what you fucking deserve.
Nice to them.
Oh. Or you could support the show that you're listening to and that you listen to every week.
For free.
You can't support it for free, but you listen to it for free.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I made it more clear. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod to support the show.
That'd be great.
And then you're going to get ad-free episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to explain this recently. You will get your own RSS feed. It sounds complicated. I thought it was complicated. It's very easy. And that means that the shows will show up wherever you listen to your podcast now, whether that be Apple, Spotify, Amazon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference, they will not have ads, and they will show up Friday morning instead of Monday.
Mm-hmm.
There's other tiers with another podcast. And then we also have merch available, secondhandtherapypod.com.
A lot of cool merch.
Vasectomyfarms.com if you care about women at all. But you're listening to ads, so probably not. Probably don't care about anybody but yourself, right? Right? Tell me the truth.
Be honest with us.
You're a selfish piece of
shit. No, be what? Nice. Be nice.
All right, I'm done.
Well, you can contact us and complain if you want. Or just send us a message, whatever you want to do. We have a P.O. box available. Mm-hmm. It is listed below if you're watching this on YouTube. If not, you can look at the details on wherever you're listening to it.
That's true. And seriously, if you do have a complaint, we take them all. We actually do take them seriously. Feedback is important. So if you have feedback or complaints, email them in and they go into the I don't give a fuck folder. So thanks for being here. What?
Nothing.
What?
Let's start the show.
We take feedback seriously around here.
We do. We do.
So what's your problem?
There's none. I have no problem.
Okay. Play the music then, I guess.
Okay.
Well, I'll get the last word on this one.
All right.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
The music's going to start now.
There it is.
You know how I keep telling you I'm doing a psychology class?
Mm-hmm.
Doing it.
Okay. Are you really?
I'm really doing it, dude. Our new sponsor, Southern New Hampshire University.
Fancy.
Some classes, bro.
Oh, you fancy now.
Bruh, I'm out here.
He's a schoolboy.
Hey, and here's the thing. If you're like me and you're just like, dude, I like learning stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
SNHU, go learn some stuff. If you were like me in the past, maybe you feel a little stuck in your career. You want to start a new thing. SNHU. What about you?
I mean, I love to learn.
Oh, God. He's never learned
I need to do it more officially.
You never learned a thing. Anyway, if you want to check out SNHU and you want to see what kind of programs they have, you can go to snhu.edu/SHT. And you can request more information. It costs nothing to request more information. It's a great way to support the podcast. Learn some stuff. Start a new career. Do whatever you need.
Go back to school.
snhu.edu/SHT. There's also a link in the episode description. Get some info. Start some learning. You're welcome. If you're interested in having the best time of your life, you should go ahead and check out our new sponsor, Psychic Source.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait.
Dude.
I'm trying to talk to dead people. Do they do that?
They do mediums. They got mediums.
All right. I'll take a large medium.
All right. So here's the thing. Daddy already did it. Okay. Now, here's the thing. If you want to talk to a psychic, and trust me, you do. Here's what you do. You go to try. psychicsource.com slash SHT10. Okay? You're going to get 40 minutes. 40 minutes for $19.80. Now, you don't have to use all 40 minutes with one person. I didn't. Oh. I did 20 with, and look, mind your business. Talking about my love life.
Okay, all right.
Talking about my love life.
Trying to see some road bumps ahead.
Just seeing if it's going to be clear skies, and it's not. Now, I did the other 20 on just like a spiritual thing. See where I'm at. Let me guess. You're going to do a medium?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to a psychic, you can do that. Again, try psychicsource.com/SHT10. You get 40 minutes for under $20. Do it. And then DM us because I want to hear how it went.
Oh, I can't. Please DM us.
Oh God, it's so much fun.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want the tea.
Hello, my little bear cubs, and welcome back.
Secondhand Therapy.
And we know that. I had a very weird day, but I think I may have been experiencing something that you often talk about. So here's what's happening.
Okay.
I had an emotional day on who gives a shit, whatever day it was.
Right.
All right. Taking my doggo into the vet. I had to get anesthesia. She had to get some stuff. Stressing me out.
Yeah.
She's 9, almost 10. So I'm like, well, hope she comes out of the anesthesia, you know? But what I noticed, one, very stressed out. Two, very anxious. Three, very sad. But what I noticed, I kept getting stuck places. I dropped her off at the vet, ripped my heart right out of my chest. She looked so scared, had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
Got in my car to leave, caught myself 10 or 15 minutes later, just in my car in the parking lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Stuck. And I was like, oh, we're still here, huh? And I was like, okay, well, it's time to go to the gym now. So I went to the gym. Noticed myself about 10 minutes in the car at the gym parking lot too. And I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
And then I had a moment at the gym in the parking lot before, when I was stuck in my car. And I was like, yeah, just go home. What are we doing? Didn't go home. Didn't do it.
What do those moments look like? What are you doing in the car?
Dissociating, I think.
Are you scrolling? Just listening to music?
Silence. Well, I think scrolling here and there. Well, because I got in the car and my girl was working, so I just texted her like, hey, dropped off the dog. I'll have updates throughout the day, whatever. I would assume I started scrolling after that because I have a addictive device in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have my light phone that day, so all my comms are on my iPhone, and I got to tell you, I like having that iPhone back.
Yeah.
Put it in my veins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I assumed some scrolling, but I truly was like I was offline or something.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I was in the car at the gym, and I was like, just go home. And I was like, no. I was like, the only thing to do today is pastime. The only thing we have to do is pick up this dog later, and it's going to feel like forever if I just go sit at home.
Yeah.
So essentially, I was like, okay, so you're going to go to the gym, and if you get stuck there, that's fine. And then after the gym, you're going to go to the next place. And if you get stuck there, also fine. And it worked pretty well. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, the permission helped.
Yeah.
Have you been stuck before?
Not in a long time. Very long time.
You remember the last time?
I got stuck a lot after my last partner passed away. But that was like life-altering grief. Outside of that, nothing really sticks out. Panic attacks.
I was going to ask about the big three. Yeah.
Yeah, if I felt a panic attack coming on, I would chill in my car. I mean, there was a while there, anytime I would get in my car behind the wheel, I would just like have to chill for like 10 minutes and be like, we're not going to die right now. It's okay.
Yeah.
But that was more like managing anxiety than getting stuck. Really, the last time I recall it is grief.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was preemptive. Like, if you were preparing to be anxious, or if, I mean, you already were anxious, obviously,
but yeah.
If you were preparing for, like, an anxiety attack, like, maybe it felt like that, like, before?
No, it didn't. It just, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. But as soon as I was just like, hey, we're not just going home and, like, sticking at home.
Yeah.
And dreading every minute until this dog is hopefully alive at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you're just going to keep going. And then if you get stuck, you're going to get stuck. But you're also going to get stuck at the next place because we're not just fucking bailing all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud of you for keep going. That's.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So.
I want to call it a day.
Yeah. Hey, I know you would have.
Yeah, we dropped that dog off. I'm like, well, I was going to go to the gym, but nah.
Why? It wasn't that hard.
For me, it's overwhelming. I imagine it's overwhelming for you too, but like, yeah, I don't know how to get over that hump.
Which hump?
The overwhelm hump.
So you pull in, you park the car, you're stuck in the car. And then what?
And then I probably argue with myself, try and convince myself to go to the gym or the next place, wherever I'm supposed to go.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a panic of, can I get out of it? How do I get out of it? And then bail, and then come home and climb in bed.
Why?
Probably safety. Also, if I'm going to the gym, I know I'm not going to get anything done. I'm going to be nonstop distracted and thinking about what it's not going to be a good gym visit.
But you still went to the gym.
Yeah, or wherever, whatever I'm doing is not going to be great.
Has to be great.
Doesn't have to be great, but it feels like a waste. It would feel wasteful.
So?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
So your idea is like, at least you went. Because what else are you going to do? You're going to come home and sit, right?
Yeah. Talk about a waste.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get, you're like, yeah, if I go on, it's just a waste. I'm like, you're going to waste the whole day.
Yeah.
My girl and I have started using a new language, and I'm going to take credit for it because okay. I've implemented it.
All right.
Basically, anytime you do something that you didn't want to, but you know you should for like the betterment of yourself or your day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or the opposite. You know, I want to go eat junk food or whatever, and I don't. Like any of that, we now just be like, I put in a rep, and it's all about doing reps.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's not so much as, hey, at least I went, but like, I'll put the rep in. So the next day that I get stuck, it's going to be easier to have a better workout. And it's going to be easier to knock. And like, every time you do it is a rep. And that's how you get in shape and strong and all that. So yeah, not like something's better than nothing at the gym, but yeah, just put in a rep. Instead of quitting, I guess.
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks. I came up with it. I don't know if you're about reps. I'm short for repetitions.
Yeah.
I'm big in the fitness community.
I think also, for me, there's a piece of me that thinks that I'll come out of it. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go to the gym right now. I'm going to go home and just fucking chill for a minute, and then I'll be magically better. And
How many times does that happen?
Yeah, zero.
Yeah.
But every time you're like, yeah, I'll be fine. Just chill for like an hour, and then everything will be fine. Actually, sometimes that does work. Sometimes that does work.
Okay.
Not often. Sometimes.
Now, when you say come out of it, does that mean go back to the activities that you had done? Okay.
Yeah. Even if it is just showing up or trudging through it or doing whatever, like, at least you're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. I'll be doing reps out here, dog.
be doing them reps, getting be strong. Doing
reps, dog. Reps suck, though, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Really sucks.
Yeah.
But it also is so annoying that each rep it gets easier. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hmm.
I hate it. I like it. Hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be nice to have a partner.
What? What does she have to do with it? I'd be doing reps even without her.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like it's easier. I mean, I feel like it's a little easier.
If you're codependent, sure. Yeah.
No, I think it's easier for anybody. If you have a buddy, there's a buddy system for a reason, you know, and in life, I'm sure things are a lot easier with a buddy. It's not codependency. That's just human nature.
Okay. I don't know. Whenever we talk about reps, it's never like, hey, I don't want to do this. Like, can you?
No, I'm not saying that, but it's a fun thing to do with somebody. It's a fun thing to have.
It doesn't feel fun. I'll ask her if she thinks it's fun. Well, I don't think so.
Well, without a buddy, you're just talking out loud to yourself, man. Get a rep. And it's like, okay, cool. But like, you got a little buddy.
All right. I don't think I would do it out loud if I was single. I think I'd still be doing the reps, though.
Oh, I talk to myself out loud all the fucking time.
I do too, but I don't do about, you know, I might about reps.
Oh, yeah. When you guys aren't home, I'd be talking. Oh,
I believe that.
I'd be yapping.
I know. We have a Nest Cam downstairs.
Probably. I'd be yapping, dude. Mm-hmm. That's some only child bullshit. I'd be yapping.
I yap a lot too. I wonder, I wasn't an only child. Interesting.
Well, are you having conversations or are you just making comments?
I play both sides of the conversation.
Same.
Yeah. Unhinged behavior. I've caught myself in front of other people, like mouthing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, completely out of the moment, like having a conversation that's not happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had people go, who are you talking to? I go, oh, you saw that, huh?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been called out, but I've been caught.
Yeah.
Some people come like around a grocery store corner or something, and I'm yapping, and I'm like, huh? And they look at me like, there's nobody else in this fucking aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta wear AirPods, bro.
I'll solve it.
And just play nothing.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Oh, man.
Not doing reps.
Not doing reps. Tell you that.
Do some reps, dude.
I'm doing some rest. What a rest period for me.
Yeah. I'm going to put my dog in your room, then.
I'm taking a time out.
Yeah? What are you timing out from?
No, I'm just saying. That's what I'd be doing instead of doing reps. Man. Where to even begin? I'd be working on love and relationships.
Must be nice to be single.
Hey, it's not. It's not.
Speaking of, on our other podcast on Patreon, you told a lovely story from a lady you were recently seen a couple times.
Yeah. You're on Patreon.
Insane.
Enjoy.
Insane. But okay, sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead.
I just thought I was, I hit like a checkpoint. You know what I mean? Like, I thought I was further along, and then I had a checkpoint moment, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Okay. I said, okay, like, I know what you're talking about, and I need more.
Yeah, I'm not going to share a lot of details, but I'll share some framing.
Did you reach out to your ex?
No. God, I wish.
Again, I jumped in. I'm just gonna listen.
Now, do I want to share that? Maybe it's for Patreon. Maybe not. That'll be for after the pod.
Okay.
Remind me.
What do I say?
Just bring her up.
Okay.
Got a fun one. If you're on Patreon, got a fun one for you later.
Oh God, I can't wait.
We'll be right back with more Secondhand Therapy. Hang tight. I know we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, but now they're a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, dude.
I'm using BetterHelp. I'm loving it so far. It's so easy to find a therapist, find out what I'm looking for. And if it's not working out, because that has happened, I've been able to switch therapist with no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that one that was not a good fit before.
It was not a good fit. Hey, and that happens. Finding good therapists is like a lot like finding, you know, being out there in the dating world and finding the right partner for you.
And you're married now.
Oh, no.
You're in love.
Never. Never.
You're in love now.
I have to talk about this with my therapist.
Dude, you're there. Can I meet this person? I don't even know their gender. Can I meet this person?
Absolutely not.
Let's do one together.
Well, we should sign up for couples therapy on BetterHelp.
I'll do it. You think I won't do it? You think I won't win couples therapy with you, dude?
Oh,
you think I'm not gonna walk out with the trophy? A couples therapy?
I know you will.
All right. Here's the good news. They really are a sponsor. And if you have wanted to get in therapy and maybe you don't know where to start, maybe you don't have insurance like us, you can go to BetterHelp. They were nice enough to give us a discount. So if you hear this, you can go to betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy and you will get 10% off your first month. There's a link below the episode. Starting therapy, it helps. It really helps. No matter what you want to work on, give it a shot. betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy. We love you guys.
I went on a date with someone recently. We had hung out a couple times and it felt very familiar. And,
will you expound on familiar?
We were just very comfortable with each other very quickly.
Okay.
And it was one of those moments you hear about where you're like, oh, I feel like I've known this person for years and I'm just meeting them for the first time. It was one of those moments.
Got it.
And we both thought that about each other. Mm-hmm. And expressed it. And then we were exchanging text and some phone calls and hanging out a few times. And then things kind of shifted and they pulled back. And I found myself in my old codependency shit. About like, you know, I was spiraling about like, am I coming on too strong? Was this too much? Like, did I do something wrong? Like, you know, all of those things, when really it was just like, she got busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was even struggling with the idea of being like, do I bring this up? We've only seen each other a couple times.
Yeah.
But the connection was really strong. Do I just be honest and be like, hey, I've noticed a shift here or whatever?
Yeah.
And
that is tricky. Having only hung out a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, do you come off as a psychopath or do you come off as somebody who's in tune with the situation?
Yeah.
Where's the line?
Well, you can't control how you come off.
Hey, we'll get to that.
Yeah. I beat you, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So I talked to a friend and they were like, absolutely say nothing. I'm like, don't do that. Like, don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. I'm just going to be cool then. And so I also fell back. And
super cool.
Super very
the
cool.
The coolest guy.
The coolest dude you could ever fucking know, yeah. Dude. I was oh, we're stepping back? No problem.
Were you super cool inside?
No.
Yeah.
Outside, moonwalking.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
Spiraling.
Mm-hmm. Moonwalking on ice.
What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't they love me?
Been there. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. And then in the moments of the step back, I noticed all this unhealthy behavior in myself that was creeping back in. And I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, you are really caught up in your feelings right now. And you're also like, worrying about abandonment already and like all these other things. And like, I was doing the fucking codependent thing where I'm like, well, I would be texting her right now, or I would be calling her. Like, why isn't she calling? You know, that kind of, and I'm like, hey, alarm bells ringing.
But would you have been?
Yeah, I wanted to reach out. But I'm super cool. As we know.
You could be. You might be.
So I we were supposed to see each other and I cut things off. And I was just honest with her. And I was like, hey, I've noticed this shift. And in this shift, in this kind of pullback, I realized this and this, blah, blah, blah. And she hit me where she's like, do you think it would have been better just to bring up that you've noticed the shift? And I was like, yeah, that's all I've been thinking about for a fucking week.
And hard to tell.
Hard, right?
You know, hard to tell.
It's hard to... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure it out.
Mm.
On these apps,
mm-hmm.
I am trying to be cool, but also be direct.
Okay.
Like, somebody I had matched, and we were talking back and forth, a few exchanges, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I think we get along in real life.
Yeah.
I was like, we should do a vibe check. And then she wrote back, well, what about my profile makes you think that?
You can't make me think anything.
Right. And didn't reply to that. And
You didn't reply to it?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
What I thought in my head, I have two options here. I was like, because there was a lot of things I liked about her profile that she said, and this and that. I was like, am I going to go and like, list a couple things on a profile and just be like, hey, here's what I liked or here's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Which can we label honesty?
Yeah.
Okay. You could be honest or
I could be more honest, which I was. And mm-hmm. I said, hey, I was going to send you a list of a couple things on your profile, but I would just thought that I would list a couple things instead. Like I would just mention a couple things instead, that I did like that stood out to me. Instead of listing them like a crazy person. And I mentioned a few things and they unmatched me. And I was like, okay.
Hold on. So option one.
Yeah.
Was answer her question directly.
Option one was to go through and like actually list like 1, 2, 3. Like these are the things I liked. That was option one.
And then option two. Was to explain why you're not doing option one
yeah.
And then do option one. in a different way?
Option one in a more casual way. So instead of like bullet pointing things, mm-hmm. just being like, hey, I like that you said about this thing about pacing. Cause she was like, you're not into like one night stands or this or that. Like you got to get to know me first and blah, blah, blah. I like to take my time. I was like, I like what you said about pacing. It shows that you really know yourself and know your speed. I really like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of listing pacing this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I was being kind of quirky and casual by being like, yeah, I was going to be a crazy person and list off a bunch of things, but here's just a couple of things that I liked. Like, here, I'm just going to mention them.
I don't understand the difference.
You don't know the difference.
I sure don't. Because if you had put one pacing, two tattoos, three, that's crazy.
Right.
No one, was there a part of you that thought that's what she was asking for?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I was like, well, that seems crazy to do, so I'm not going to do that. And me mentioning I'm not going to do that seems crazy. Hey, that's crazy. Yeah.
I think
uh-huh.
she was more so being like, hey, can you act like you read my profile at least? And yeah. that it's not just pictures?
Absolutely.
But you heard, I got some homework for you.
I heard that. I heard, mm-hmm. hey, did you read my profile?
Right.
And I wanted to be like, yeah. That's what I was trying. The goal was to be like, yeah, I actually read your profile and enjoyed some of the things you were saying.
Mm. Whew. I'm going to, can I be honest with you?
Sure.
Swing and a miss.
For sure.
Swing and a miss.
For sure.
Here's what I was going to do, but I'm not insane. So here it is. Anyway. Buddy.
So anyways, when it comes back to this other situation, I was like, yeah, what I want to do is call it out. But that seems like it could be a crazy thing to do. So I will just follow. I was telling her, I was like, I was just following your lead. And
okay.
stepping back.
Yeah.
And then I was also very honest about like...
Oh.
Because we talked for like over an hour.
Yeah.
And like I said, we were very comfortable. We had already shared and talked about a lot of things
yeah.
before this or whatever. And
good
I
connection,
was just
yeah.
like, yeah, great connection. And so I was like, all right, so here's also where I'm at. I was like, I like you. And you have the power to hurt me.
You told her that.
Yeah, and I'm not ready to get hurt yet. I'm just getting back out there, and yeah, and I thought I was further along than that. I thought that I was able to go into these situations knowing that like, oh yeah, you could get hurt or this or that. But then when presented with it, oh man, it scared the shit out of me. I was very, very nervous about getting hurt.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I think I know who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem like you liked her that much. There was some attraction behavioral problems.
Yeah, there were a couple of things, and that was also in the that was more so in the reflection too of the step back.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think you liked her more than you let on with me, or do you think you thought you liked her more than you did when you said that to her?
With you. Yeah, because I was even I was bummed to break things off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt, like I said in the beginning, like it felt really familiar and really, really comfortable very quickly.
Yeah. Which is interesting that that's a draw for you. You like the chase. You like the new and the exciting, usually.
I'm trying to figure out if I agree with that or not. I don't know.
Your words, my boy. Yeah, I understand that that could change.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that that had changed. But that's usually your kind of, I don't have a better word, your rationale for the idea of non-monogamy is that you like the excitement of new and things like that. So being very comfortable right away, just surprising that that was a draw. It sounds like, or it doesn't sound like, I guess I would have assumed wrongly, it sounds like, that that would be a little boring.
No, when I think when I'm talking about, because I don't necessarily like the chase or the, that's what I do like is the, when I'm, is the comfortability and the familiarness. And so when my problem with monogamy is not missing the chase or like the newness of something, it's sometimes you do meet somebody new that has that familiar comfortability that, and it's like, oh, this is a connection and I'm not allowed to explore it because I'm in a monogamous relationship.
I see.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm always talking about. Like sometimes you just meet somebody and you click or you connect or whatever. Like that's what I'm talking about. That's not chase. That's comfortability, or that's just like a, I don't know. Sometimes you just meet somebody out in the wild and you're like, what is this? Yeah.
We'll be right back with more Secondhand Therapy after this. If you're interested in having the best time of your life, you should go ahead and check out our new sponsor, Psychic Source.
Oh, buddy, I cannot wait.
Dude.
I'm trying to talk to dead people. Do they do that?
They do mediums. They got mediums.
All right. I'll take a large medium.
All right. So here's the thing. Daddy already did it. Okay. Now, here's the thing. If you want to talk to a psychic, and trust me, you do. Here's what you do. You go to trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. Okay. You're going to get 40 minutes. 40 minutes for $19.80. Now, you don't have to use all 40 minutes with one person. I didn't.
Oh.
I did 20 with, and look, mind your business. Talking about my love life.
Okay, all right.
Talking about my love life.
Trying to see some road bumps ahead.
Just seeing if it's going to be clear skies, and it's not. Now, I did the other 20 on just like a spiritual thing. See where I'm at. Let me guess, you're going to do a medium?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
All right. Well, if you want to talk to a psychic, you can do that. Again, trypsychicsource.com/SHT10. You get 40 minutes for under $20. Do it. And then DM us because I want to hear how it went.
Oh, I can't. Please DM us.
Oh God, it's so much fun.
I want the tea. I know we talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, but now they're a sponsor.
They are a sponsor, dude.
I'm using BetterHelp. I'm loving it so far. It's so easy to find a therapist, find out what I'm looking for. And if it's not working out, because that has happened, I've been able to switch therapists with no problem at all.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that one that was not a good fit before.
It was not a good fit. Hey, and that happens. Finding good therapists is like a lot like finding, you know, being out there in the dating world and finding the right partner for you.
And you're married now.
Oh no.
You're in love.
Never.
You're in love now.
I have to talk about this with my therapist.
Dude, you're there. Can I meet this person? I don't even know their gender. Can I meet this person?
Absolutely not.
Let's do one together.
Well, we should sign up for couples therapy on BetterHelp.
I'll do it. You think I won't do it? You think I won't win couples therapy with you, dude?
Oh,
you think I'm not gonna walk out with the trophy? A couple's therapy.
I know you will.
All right. Here's the good news. They really are a sponsor. And if you have wanted to get in therapy and maybe you don't know where to start, Maybe you don't have insurance like us. You can go to BetterHelp. They were nice enough to give us a discount. So if you hear this, you can go to betterhelp.com/secondhandtherapy and you will get 10% off your first month. There's a link below the episode. Starting therapy, it helps. It really helps. No matter what you want to work on, give it a shot. BetterHelp.com/secondhandtherapy. We love you guys.
I wrote a book, which still feels weird to say out loud. It is a collection of short stories and essays and faux journal entries. And it's, you know, all about love, grief, dating, loneliness, and all the weird ways people try to hold on to each other while they fall apart. Some of the stories are funny, some of the stories are sad, most are, you know, a blend of both. I mean, honestly, the book really isn't about love. It's more about moments. Like those awkward moments after an argument, or the drive home after a bad date, or, you know, that silence after someone says I'm fine when you know that they're lying to you. Anyways, I am offering signed copies of the book at velvettigerbooks.com. So if you've ever mistaken attention for intimacy, or referred to distance as independence, or, you know, love someone and then realize that that really wasn't the problem, then this book might be for you. And you can get a signed copy and stickers and bookmarks and all kinds of fun stuff at velvettigerbooks.com. It's available in paperback, hardback, ebook, and the audiobook is coming soon. So there's no excuse. Go check it out. VelvetTigerBooks.com.
My therapist actually gave me this podcast to listen to.
Secondhand Therapy?
That'd be great.
Fucking hater.
About relationships, and they were breaking down, like, I mean, you and I had a little bit of a conversation about it before, about like these ideas that we are just naturally taught, you know, traditionalism and growing up and like societally, like about the hierarchy of relationships, for example, and things like that. And it was super interesting. I've listened to a few of the episodes, and it's like they do a really great job of being honest and breaking down the different types of relationships and where they stem from and how to break the habits if you're interested in that without like pushing it or doing, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, hey, maybe you've heard this term. Here's what it is. Here's what it means. And, you know, sometimes they have somebody on that is experiencing that, like polyamory or whatever they're talking about. Like, they're like, oh yeah, I was poly for a while and this is what happened, or this is like the actual breakdown of it, and, you know, whatever that is. It's super interesting.
Yeah, you told me about it. I didn't subscribe to any of it.
I know.
You were telling me stuff. I was like, yeah, I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah.
I also hate podcast. Yeah. I found a podcast I kind of like.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I say I found, I mean my girl played it in the car when we were on a long drive.
What is it?
And I didn't hate it. Couldn't tell you.
I also don't know the name of this podcast, but I will put it on Patreon.
And go to Patreon, because if you're in our DMs trying to get on our show, go on that one. You're not coming on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I found it really interesting. And then that opened up a conversation, like I was talking about what I liked about it, what I didn't, and like some takeaways. And it opened up this further narrative about like what it is that I am looking for. And I had, for the first time, made a list of things that I would like in a potential partner.
Qualities of your next partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we started talking about like what exactly it is that that I am into. Because it's not, it's a weird, I don't even know how to describe it, and it's hard to describe, but like, because it's not, because the, I feel like the two options are extreme on both sides, and I don't subscribe to either one. So it's like, it's either monogamy, which is traditional, like one person forever and ever and ever, and you're, you know, whatever. And on the other side of the spectrum is like polyamory, right? Where it's like, okay, you have 14 people living in your house. I know that's not what it is. I'm just trying to be funny. Like, you know, it's, you know, you have a group of people and this and that. And like, I'm also not interested in that.
It's interesting that you refer to it as a spectrum.
Yeah.
That means there's a middle.
Yeah, there is a middle. But I also don't fall into that either, because I feel like a middle would be maybe some form of like some form of poly is still in the middle, I feel like. Because maybe you have multiple partners, but they're ongoing or something like that would be a middle ground.
Well, I mean, anything that's not traditional monogamy is in the middle of the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, we're getting way off track.
Okay.
I went to Coda today.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? I've been slacking, and it's not on purpose. It's just been not a priority. I've not made it a priority. Mm-hmm. And this was an awakening. And I was like, oh, you have a lot of work to do still, and I thought I was further along. And one of the themes that we were talking about today was control. And I don't realize how much I try to control until it's like, until I'm being reflective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so used to it. And it, I use control for safety.
Yeah.
And, I think it protects me.
Been there.
Yeah.
I'm sure I still do it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. And,
life's way less scary when it's, predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just realized that I have a lot of work to do in that area, and I'm I am going to look into somebody who does parts work, and so I can start working at it from the fucking root, because I don't know how else to fucking do it. And I don't want to continue to.
When you say the root of what?
That protection, that control, that idea of that, that's what it is. That idea of protection. I need to go down and talk to my protectors and be like, hey man,
mm-hmm.
we're good sometimes. Mm-hmm. I get it. But
does your guy do parts work?
No, I'm going to look for somebody else.
Mm. Did you break up with him already?
No, I'm going to keep him, but I'm going to get an additional person.
Ooh.
I really like my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double therapist.
Yeah.
I know. I got one and a couple therapists right now, so.
Yeah. 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 I thought I was further along, and I'm not. And it was a real big check engine light this past week. And
what was happening that you thought or felt you were further along? Did you think or feel that you were further along?
Both.
What was happening that?
I was able to, I just wasn't presented with somebody that really gave me that, spark like that and in person like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That I'd spent like actual time with, and I was like, oh fuck.
Mm.
And all those feelings came racing back of, I'm not enough for this person.
Mm.
And, they're going to find that out, and I'm going to get hurt real bad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have a thought. If you're interested.
Sure.
I don't know if I stand by it yet.
Okay.
I think you might be lying to yourself.
Okay.
This person that you're referring to, I don't doubt. From everything you said, it sounded like you guys hit it off.
Yeah.
She also told you that she's kind of in like a roster phase and
mm-hmm.
has guys that if they're not playing right, she drops and...
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that she was ever an option because
mm-hmm.
she kind of told you that what she's doing right now, which mm-hmm. she's allowed, no judgment. It's
absolutely
fine. I don't know what my thought is. It's either that. Instead of, because typically a woman like that, you can't get enough because it's a, you win them over. Can I get them to like me? Like, of course. And you didn't do that, which is good for you.
No.
So I don't know if that's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
That could be my thought. Good job. My thought's good job.
Thank you.
But the other half of the thought is, I wonder if because she was never really an option, if I don't know. I don't know what the thought is.
Okay.
Like maybe your avoidance kicked in.
Hmm.
And because, I mean, with for lack of a better phrase, the rejection's inevitable with somebody who's not available. Mm. I don't know. It's complicated. Complicated thoughts.
Yeah.
That makes sense, everybody? You like that? Fucking idiot. Yapping, dude.
My only... counter to that would be no matter what her actions or behaviors are, my actions and behaviors were that I was getting wrapped up real fast and saw the potential of getting hurt and bailed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the potential of getting hurt was... she'll find out you're not good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have another thought.
Can't wait.
That also sounds like such a you thing. To go after an unavailable woman, and then when
mm-hmm.
she turns out to be unavailable, you go, I knew I wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
You just set yourself up for whatever is going to break your heart is what you're going to do.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you broke the cycle.
Yeah.
So I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
Good rep, dude.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. Hello, my little bear cub. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you would like ad-free episodes and other bonus content, please head on over to patreon.com/secondhandtherapypod. Okay, love you, bye. And we know that.
Brrr.
Jesus.
That's a bear.
It's not.